Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everyone is well this evening. Hope everyone is well this evening. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Harnessing the Galactic Alignment. It's a continuation of last week's show. This evening we have Mama Abuna with us. Thank goodness she is well. And let me see if I can Hello, Mama Abuna.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm better.
Glad to see you're feeling well. We missed you last week.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here tonight.
Good. I'm better. Glad to see you're feeling well.
We're going to start out just with a little piece that I wrote in the spirit of the galactic alignment. The essence of all creation is male-female in balance. There is a third entity born from their intercourse, matter. We as a collective society have chosen to forsake the feminine particle in exchange for the dark aspects of masculine energy, to conquer, divide, and dominate, all for the fleeting pleasures of material gain. It is time for our princes and kings to reclaim their mother nature, to nurture, nourish, and protect Gaia and the myriad entities upon and within her, and indeed for us, her children. So in the spirit of that, we're going to take this forward, and Mama Abuna has something that she would like to share with you.
Thank you, Goddess Nibiru. I do. I have a declaration of freedom called a Cosmic Collective Conscious Awareness Creed. Mankind is here to ride the waves and resonate with the divine feminine frequencies initiated by the Wizard of the Heart, embodying fifth-dimensional intuitive channeling. By whatever name, modality, mantra, totem, word of power, articulated in 3D. This divine frequency is unanimous throughout the cosmos and manifests as goddess in any earthly tradition, culture, race, or gender. What is mathematically and scientifically correct in our biological anatomy has a corresponding spiritual anatomy. From multi-dimensional realms originating from one source, their physical manifestations are identified as the universal, unified chakra system, which is limitless and holds no boundaries to the cosmos, the galaxy, and or earthly, race, culture, tradition, or gender in 3D reality. This is the evolutionary process for harnessing our supra-cosmic collective conscious awareness with Mother Earth.
I say. That was powerful. That was very powerful. And you know, when I read that, when you sent that to me, I immediately thought about a patent that my twin flame Davo had sent me. It's very fascinating. It's a patent for a full body teleportation system, and basically it describes it as such. It says a human being has seven vortices, which are aligned along the central line of the body. Each vortice is actually a co-gravitational field, which causes a pendulum placed in the field to spin in circles. And for this reason, the field is not limited. The vortex can transport energy from our dimension to the energy being located in hyperspace. So we are basically built to be interdimensional beings through our chakras. And when I first read this patent, I was like, okay, so you don't have to be a monk, you don't have to be a priest, you don't have to be an Egyptian pharaoh. You know, we already have this through our chakras. And it's really just a matter of belief. And kind of understanding the science too, but mostly it's about belief. Now, last week we got into a little bit of the science on the galactic alignment, so I'm not gonna go over that again. I really want to talk to people about their experiences with this energy, how it's affected them, if at all, what they think may be going on. Let me see who we have here. Who do I have here?
Hi, I just wanted to listen, but I already like what I hear.
Would you mind if I asked your name, or would you rather keep that? Or you give me a nickname?
Call me My name is Yvette.
Yvette?
Yeah.
It is wonderful to meet you, Yvette.
Thank you.
Otherwise
Hi,
known as the goddess Nibiru. And that was Mama Abuna.
Hi.
If you don't mind,
no, I don't mind.
Have you noticed this energy and has it affected you in any way?
Oh yeah. I think it's phenomenal. I think what's coming up, for the lack of a better expression, is that seeing all the limitations that have kept me limited, all of it's basically starting to really come up and relinquish some hold. And
right. My
divinity is starting to shine. And I'm not apologizing for it, and I'm allowing myself to be beyond anything I could ever imagine now. And I feel like, you know, the catch to it too is the more you shine your light, the more people are going to be attracted to you. And it's almost scary, because I think that's why people stay in the dark, because it's so scary to be fully exposed, because you attract all kinds of things. And, you know, it's like funny, you look at people and you're like, okay, now I get, like, celebrities, the people are like crazy and people are like drawn to them and people are like fanatical. And then I've just recently noticed for myself, like, people are more attracted to me. And like, I like that, because I'm more open. I'm more allowing myself to be open. I'm not afraid to be open. I'm like, yeah, bring it on. But now I notice that people are creating storylines that are not true. So I'm like, okay, so I'm not really attracted to that person. So where is the fine line of allowing things to allow things to unfold, allow things to happen, especially when it comes to relationships and certain things in life, just allow it. And then, you know, instead of creating the whole storyline, you know, because then it's not for anyone's highest good to create the storyline. So it's really great. It's like, I'm grateful that I'm standing within my own power and just being very aware and kind of just celebrating and just allow, you know, like, things are kind of crazy, magically unfolding, and some things are moving.
Do you think there's any negative aspects to this as far as this energy is concerned?
Any negative? Which negative?
You have positive, negative, light, dark. I mean, you can't have the light without the dark.
Of course. Well, yeah, absolutely. I think obviously the dark, because I've had that. I think you go through in phases. I think it's the phase you go through. I think the dark is real. And I think the whole, like, the concept that I came up with, that I was examining even within myself, was like, what happens in the darkness is that shit is underneath, and then you rise above it, but you never address it.
Right, you rise like the phoenix.
Right. So being mindful and like moving through life, you're really doing your work. You've dug out some of that crap, and you can be more liberated within yourself. And then the most thing is being present in every situation, because that shit is always current, it's always present. Sometimes you're just being more mindful about it, and just staying in the light, staying in your heart, staying more present, it kind of just helps you, let's say, clear it quicker, clear it in the moment. And sometimes, you know, you might flip out, or you might just be like, you know, we all have our thing. You know, you might be in the car cussing at something.
I want to go back to something you said earlier about it being easier to kind of be oblivious, kind of like the ignorance is bliss kind of thing.
Right.
Do you find that since you've made a decision to be on this path,
absolutely,
that you've been presented with like many, many more challenges than you were presented with before you made the decision to go on this path?
Very, very recently.
Right.
Yeah. I know I got my ass kicked this year. And it was by the grace of the bind, put me in certain situations that allow me to freaking go, I'm going to say to hell, but pretty much I felt like I was in hell for 2 months, and I never felt that in my whole entire life. I've never felt such darkness within me, and I didn't know, I just thought, this is not me. And I knew, like, thank God for that experience, because that really just showed me, like, some of the darker stuff I had within me, some of the stuff that we know, like, a lot of things within us we know exist, but we never really address it. Or that we might have done, like, some type of therapy, and you might skim the surface, But the part that's funny, is really misleading, is that we go through life and, like, we might have trauma and some type of abuse and general things that happen throughout our lives, but we never really put any energy on it because we don't think, like, they have an impact on us. But they do.
Right.
And
they're lessons.
Yeah. And, like, until you, like,
learn.
Right. And sometimes we don't know it's an opportunity or that even though, like, just like acknowledging it, oh, it happened, that's not enough.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like we just like, oh, it happened, and I know it happened, and that's that. But then the work, then something comes up, and then you present it with, you know, a scenario, and then you wonder why you're not able to be completely you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, like, when you start digging, I mean, what I'm talking about is being blindsided. It's like when you want to be blindsided.
And have you found that this, what you're describing now, have you found that this has increased since we've been, like, right smack in the middle of things?
Right now, because I'm very conscious right now, I'm like, freaking very liberated and very conscious, and I'm like, every opportunity that seems like, even, like, something that seemed negative or, like, not presented in the most pleasing way, I'm taking as an opportunity of, oh, so she, I just got challenged to grow. I just got challenged to go to the next level. So by me looking at the opportunity to see how someone else is not in alignment with me or, you know, just...
I see. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that because a lot of times people become bitter and angry and they don't see that these challenges are actually opportunities for you to go through the fire. You know, the fire
right.
is transformational. You go through
right.
the fire and then you rise, you know, like
right.
a phoenix. You reorganize at a higher level.
And, you know, it's so
and
funny.
That's what I hear you saying right now.
Right. You know,
and,
it's really funny. I'm sorry, go on.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That's the kind of positive stuff that we want to hear. But at the same time, I have one more question for you. Last
Please.
Week, I had mentioned that I felt that some of the violence that has been going on is also attributed to these energies because we have a lot of young souls and, you know, just lost souls.
Absolutely.
And they cannot deal with this energy. It's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
And you have a lot of acting out, because I just see people acting out a lot, too.
Well, you know.
And I believe that it's the same thing. It's just the dark side of it.
You know,
I
think I agree with you 110%, but I think the unfortunate situation here is, like, awareness. And,
right.
like, if you don't have, like, I'm talking, like, from complete ignorance. If you don't know, if you don't have the language, or it's like a child. If you don't know how to say, you know, I want to eat, and you just, you know, it's like you don't have the language, and
right.
you go through this life, and then you have, like, a release of energy or a release of some consciousness, and you're kind of snapping. And you don't
right.
know what's really going on. You're just freaking out, or you're going crazy, or you don't know that it could be a profound experience. And
right.
you just start, like, flipping out on people, and because you don't know how to handle that kind of consciousness or that shift.
Right. I mean, I see a lot of that happening. I mean, I live in Harlem, you know, which is
oh wow,
cool.
what
I call the hood.
right.
And, you know, there's a lot of acting out. I see a lot of young people acting out a lot more than usual. And I really think it's because this energy is so overwhelming for them. And I wish I could, you know, I can't really speak to them individually. So what I try
you.
To do is pray, is like a meditation to try
uh-huh.
to send that energy out to them.
Yeah.
And that's
one
of the things that I'm going to ask people to do during the week is to just send some love energy and positive energy out to those lost souls, those young souls who are finding themselves overwhelmed at this time.
Right.
And Liz, I really appreciate it. I hope you come again the next show. I think you'll enjoy what we have for next week. But I'm going to bring Mama Abuna back on because we're going to do a meditation. So please stay with us. We're going to do a really awesome meditation.
Glad I got to meet you.
And looking forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you.
Mama Abuna.
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. I thought maybe I lost you.
You did for a minute there. The phone cut out. I called you back.
Yeah, I saw you. I have the same question for you, Mama Abuna. You just got over being sick, and I noticed something. You, my partner, my twin flame, David, and another good friend of mine, Roy, you all have the same symptoms, and it all kind of happened at the same time. And I ran into a website that happened to mention that this galactic alignment can also be experienced as physical illness. And I'm wondering, you know, if maybe there's a spiritual component to what made, you know, the reason why you were sick. What do you think about that?
When you brought that to my attention, that kind of eased my mind a little bit because, I'm sorry, I still have it.
No, right.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
It seems as though I'm up one day and then I'm down, not down, but different the next day. My energy is surging. Like today, it surged. And the other day, it surged. And then I get through that, and then it surges again. And then I get through that, and it surges again. So to me, I'm feeling enlightened and inspired those times that I'm energized. So, yes, I feel as though a lot of healing and clearing of karma is happening with these health issues and sometimes very strong emotional crisis has come up in my few days here. It's also a clearing of karma, and that is
right.
The way I'm looking at it.
Right.
So,
awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. That's what my partner has been experiencing also, you know, the rises and dips in energy. You know, he'll do something, and then, you know, that's it, and he'll be spent. And then he'll rest, and then, his energy will dip, and then it'll come back, and then he'll get a surge, and he'll do something. And I mean, what you just described is what he's been going through also. So I really am leaning towards this spiritual component because, you know, a lot of people who are on this call right now probably understand the fact that our auras, our energy field, is where illness begins. Illness begins as blockages and slow, you know, like a clogging of the works in the aura and certain meridians of the aura, because those meridians are connected to, major glands. And when you get aura,
yeah,
it'll manifest on the physical. So, I'd like to maybe dedicate a show to that and really do some research on that. But we're getting to the 5-minute mark, so I'm going to move into the meditation. But I could just mention that next week's show is going to be on activating our DNA. Since we've got this energy, what I call the cosmic love juice, it's also a perfect time to use these energies to activate our DNA. So what we're going to be discussing is what the 9 levels of DNA activation are, the misconceptions regarding DNA activation,
how does the DNA activation apply with the galactic alignment? And then we're going to end with a binaural meditation. So next week you guys are going to need your stereo headphones because we're going to do like a little binaural activation of the pineal gland. That should be fun. That should be a lot of fun. So the meditation that we're going to close with is it's a good practice for when you're feeling a little down, maybe you're feeling guilty about something and you're trying to tackle a big problem or you just need to send to yourself. It's a meditation that I call When Pain Crowds Out Joy. And you can pretty much do this anytime you need a pick-me-up. So we're going to just try to get the mood set here with the music. And, now, the first aspect of it is to sit quietly for a second, listen to the music, and bring your awareness to your breath. Deep breath in and a deep breath out. And another deep breath in and another deep breath out. Now, as you're breathing, these are the affirmations that you're going to say. Breathing in, I am aware of the feeling of joy in myself. Breathing in, I am aware of the feeling of joy in myself. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of joy that is in myself. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of joy that is in myself. Breathing in, I am aware of the feeling of joy in myself. Breathing out, I smile to the feeling of joy that is in myself. Breathing in, I am aware of the painful feeling in me. Breathing out, I release the tension within that painful feeling in me. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, just feel blue light coming in your body, filling the entire aura. And then take a deep breath out. Just relax. Ashe. So, I hope to see you guys next week. I really appreciate your time and joining me. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good evening, beloved.